welcome to your new favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our monthly bonus episode, Bookish Banter and More, where we discuss the other books we've been reading this past month and whether we recommend them, and also our other favorite pop culture obsessions. This is February's recap, and the month truly flew by. The country is still going up in shambles. I'm moving. Heather is sick again. This is our second take of literally the first 30 seconds of our episode. There's a lot going on.
Off to a great start.
Yeah. So, but as we know, the Bookish Banter episodes are always a little bit unhinged.
Always.
So we have to stay on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what we're drinking. What do you have this morning, Heather?
I made a protein coffee.
Ooh.
Because now I'm on that kick because I need to take better care of my health, i.e. being sick.
Yeah.
So I did a caramel premier protein shake, which I don't love. I will not buy these again. But I bought like the big pack of Sam's Club. So I'm like, I'm going to drink them because they were $25. And then I got the instant Nestle espresso. So I just put that in like a cup and froth it up. And then the cinnamon coffee cake Chobani creamer, which is, I think, my new favorite.
That sounds good.
It's so good. I bought that one and I bought the white chocolate mocha. I haven't tried that one yet. And then today I'm going to buy the cookie dough because ShopRite does have it.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm going
to
buy that today.
You have to let me know how that is.
Yeah. So now my fridge is just has, I have four Chobani creamers in my fridge. Literally, I have four. Because of course I have sweet cream because that one's my favorite.
Of course.
But if I'm going to be drinking these, I got to make them because I don't like protein shake taste. Mm-hmm. I've gotten used to it, but I add the creamers just to like cut the aftertaste of the protein shake. And it has been helping. So.
And the Premier Protein are one of my favorites. I don't like the caramel one either. I like the coffee
cinnamon
one.
Roll. I know. I'm going to try the coffee one. The cinnamon roll was the first one I tried, and I did really like that one.
That one's good.
But the caramel.
Also, the Alani ones. Alani protein shakes are really good, too.
I'll look into those, too.
Yeah. Those are good.
So, you know, March is. I follow this influencer on Instagram. She's a mom. But she also does like fashion and stuff. She's actually from Jersey too. I think she lives in like Monmouth County.
Oh, nice.
It's Amanda Rowe is her name. And she's doing this thing for March, which I'm not starting today or yesterday because no. But she's doing like take 10 minutes of your day just to like get ready. Mm-hmm. So going from like a hot mess to a hot mom.
Oh, that's cute.
So I'm like, I'm doing it. Like that's going to be like my goal. But we're starting tomorrow because today is a wash. Yesterday was a wash. So tomorrow, I'm going to start the hot mess to hot mom trend. And I'll update at the end of March Vantage Booker. March.
No.
March Bookish Banter
there
episode.
We go. There we go.
See? On brand.
Got it.
Anyways.
Oh my God.
What about you?
Wow. I'm drinking a latte out of my fancy glass Amazon cups. I have a Scuro Nespresso pod, and then I frothed almond milk with a little bit of the cinnamon roll creamer. I keep buying the cinnamon roll creamer, and I don't like it that much. Like, I keep forgetting the Coffee Mate one.
Oh, okay.
I keep forgetting that I don't like it that much.
Do the Chobani one.
I'm definitely going to try that
one. It's good.
And I do like the my favorite Coffee Mate is just like the regular hazelnut.
Mm.
So I have three creamers in my fridge, two things of almond milk, and a bunch of protein shakes. So I'm on the same as you. It's priorities, okay?
Priorities. And also you have to get rid of all that coffee creamer before you move.
Oh my God, I know. So yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
All right, so listen, everybody. This is a very different episode for us because we don't have many books to talk about.
I have zero books to talk about. I will next month because I'm on this. I am very close to finishing two books now, but I just couldn't make it for February. Just couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, you did read our pod books, obviously.
Obviously.
And so you did read something.
Just I did read something.
Not much for us to talk about.
Yes.
I have two books to talk about.
Which is like not on brand for you.
Crazy for me. So my goal for February was to only read books by Black authors because Despite the government's views, Black History Month still exists.
Yeah.
But on that note, I'm actually very disappointed because out of the 8 or so books on my February TBR, I read 2. So I will 100% be prioritizing those other books, but it's just not going to be during February, which honestly is completely fine because Black authors and Black people matter all year long, exactly. Not just in February.
They deserve recognition every day.
Exactly. So with all that being said, here are my 2 books. I've got to defend myself somehow from only reading 2 books. Okay, so I read... I'm almost going fucking crazy. Okay. I read This Cursed House by Del Sandine. I rated this 3.5 stars, and I did like it. I definitely didn't love it, even though I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the New Orleans setting and the character descriptions. It also has a really strong social commentary about the levels of racism. So basically, there's this Black family, but they are white passing. Okay. So they basically claim their Blackness whenever it's convenient for them. Mm-hmm. But as a whole, they present as white so that they can be free of all of the things that come with being Black. Because this book is it's set in the 60s, early 60s, I want to say. So obviously we are still really dealing with segregation.
We are.
All of that. The reason I didn't love it is because the horror elements were so rushed and they were like one page and they could have played them out much longer because the story pacing was super slow and then the horror parts were just rushed through. So it just wasn't really balanced. But overall, I did like it.
The story was overall.
Yeah. It just, the execution was like not as good as I wanted it to be. You know, and then next I read My Sister the Serial Killer by, I looked this up, Owen Conn Braithwaite. That might be wrong. I'm doing my best. This was really good. And I wanted to read this one.
I've had this one on my radar for a long time.
That's the thing. I had heard so much about it and I was seeing it everywhere when it came out, but I just never got around to it, which is crazy because it's a short book. It's not that long. It's a pretty quick read, but it does dive into these themes of like family and responsibility. It was definitely like a darkly funny. And I saw online that some people weren't happy with the ending. I liked the ending. And as a person with a sometimes demanding sister, I was sympathizing with the main character. Shout out to my sister if she's listening to this. But yeah. That's all I've got.
Listen, we're doing our best, working full time. You know, it's hard. Like now that you have another thing on your plate, you see how hard it can be to like really.
Yeah, I mean,
prioritize certain things.
If you guys want me to talk about the biology textbook I've been reading,
there you go.
But I am really excited for a March release. This Book Will Bury Me by Ashley Winstead.
Yes, me too.
I'm so excited. I was upset that it wasn't on Book of the Month.
I just got the notification that the March books were released, but like I didn't look at them yet. But like I said, I'm only going to use my membership if it's like a book that I'm really, really interested in. Because
I actually skipped March.
Yeah. I have to look to see if there's anything good. Yeah.
There was just nothing that I was like that excited about. But I agree. I need to skip. Because I have so many from, like, the past 6 months, I haven't read a single one.
I know.
And they're all ones I'm excited about. So I was like... Ugh.
I know. And I saw that Wild Side by Elsie Silver comes out next month, too, which is one of the series that I've been reading. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that one. Did you see that there's a second Vera Wang book?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I did because I follow the author on Instagram and she was posting it, but there's no audiobook yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting for the audiobook.
No, because I'm like, one of the books I'm almost done with is the Vera Wang and the audio is literally amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed. Like that's
one of those that I still would have liked it, but I wouldn't have loved it.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to wait for the audiobook on that.
You have to let me know when you say, and then I'll jump on that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, any other new releases?
No, that was the only ones that I really saw.
Yeah, there was nothing crazy.
I know, like, Stephen Graham Jones has a new one coming out, but I don't know how we feel about him. Well, I'm probably never going to read anything by him again, but I don't know if you're going to give him... You've read a couple of his, right?
Yeah. And I didn't like any of them.
Yeah.
The annoying thing is that all of the premises for every single one of his books are so good. Like,
yeah.
They just all sound so good. It's the same as, like, Grady Hendrix. Uh-huh. They all sound so good. And then I read it and I'm like, oh, there's so mm-hmm. many issues that are, like, taking me out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, probably not. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, so this is a book podcast. Now let us talk about...
We've spent 10 minutes talking about books. Now let's move on to our TV shows and podcasts.
Because the TV was a lot this past month.
I watched a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that mm-hmm. much.
So Love Island All-Stars ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really liked the season. I know that we were unsure about it.
Yeah, the season wasn't too bad, actually. I liked this one a little bit more. This one had more drama than the first one, I think, too, is what it is. Because there was literally... Well, you put Ek and Sue on your screen, you're going to have drama.
Oh, God. I love Ek and Sue.
And, like, Elma brought some heat that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about her. But we were talking about, when did Sammy get so hot? I don't remember him being hot.
I'm also just obsessed with Luca. I liked him a lot when I watched his season. And then it was actually, like, really cool because so his sister, like, doesn't ever appear on anything. Mm-hmm. And, like, she came on for him. And, like, you could tell how much this is not like Dave Love is Blind weirdness sister. Like, this is like him and his sister just have, like, this incredible bond. And you can mm-hmm. tell, like, how much, like, is like his sister's like his best friend.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Well, he said it to her, and then I remember seeing it online.
Yeah,
that she like refuses to be on anything. Mm-hmm. But she did it for him.
Yeah,
and I was not expecting to like Casey because I have never liked him in the past.
No, he was definitely like a lot better this season. It's almost like third time's the charm because then he won.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's kind of crazy.
Uh huh.
And then Traitors is almost over. We have one more episode.
I feel like it went by so fast.
It did. It's too fast. I want it to last forever.
Uh-huh.
I love... Traitors is one of my favorite shows.
Agreed.
Maybe my favorite. Because mm-hmm. I love all of them. The UK. I didn't like New Zealand, but I loved Australia. Oh, and then we'll have UK to watch soon, which is exciting.
Yes, because I remember reading the... Actually, I think I remember that they weren't going to release it until Traitors USA was over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Because I do love having the celebrities, especially now that I watch so much more, like, Bravo and stuff.
Yeah.
But I like it with the ordinary, everyday people, too. Like, it's just as juicy.
I know. So I'm excited for the UK. And just the UK, I don't know. The UK is just so good.
And I love the host of that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Love is Blind is almost over. We got one more episode of that and then the reunion. What a boring season.
It is very boring, which, like, isn't necessarily a bad thing. That means that the couples, like, work well together.
But do they?
Yeah. We know. We're riding for Daniel and Taylor, and that's about it.
That's about it.
But Lauren and Dave, I love Lauren so much. I feel like she's just, I feel like I would be her friend, like if I knew her 1,000%. In real life. And Dave is just such a gaslighter and I can't stand him, but I did love when they did like the meetup at the bar and like Molly rode so hard for Lauren.
Is Molly and, like, my new favorite person?
And then she ate Dave up.
And he was not expecting
it. Expecting that.
And she was like, hey, nice to meet you. Why are you such a piece of shit?
Right.
And I was like, thank you. Because Lauren is the type of person who is too nice to uh-huh. read him for filth like she should have. And Molly was like, stand back. I've got this. And then in the little bit that we saw of Sarah and Ben's wedding, they were like sitting next to each other.
I saw that.
I'm like, they're best friends now.
I know. Which is like nice. So it's like an unexpected... Because, like, I feel like, you know, we've seen the seasons where when two women are vying for the same man, they're kind of shitty to each other. Like, what was it? Jess and Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, whereas now you have these two girls that, like, bonded over what an asshole Dave is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, like, They were both proud of themselves for dodging that bullet.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm also just disappointed with the amount of Republicans and not even Republicans, white men who think they don't have to vote.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, it doesn't really affect me. Yeah, that's the fucking point. But anyway, also I loved Sarah's gay sister and her partner.
Yes.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. The Love is Blind Kelsey was on point. Loved
she
her.
Was. Yeah, and then her sister's so pretty too.
I know.
She's so pretty.
And they look like sisters.
They do.
Like, and I just really liked their relationship, even though her sister's kind of quiet.
But she was quiet until like the wedding day, and then you could see she knows that like it's a mistake for Sarah to marry Ben, and like, but obviously she's not going to tell her that on like TV.
Well, so, she's not doing the Monica's sister approach.
Yeah, and like she's very much being like, do what's best for you. Stop being a people pleaser. Don't do what you think you have to do, like because like you're on TV, like do what you want to do.
So. And I was listening to the Love to See It recaps, which I'm so happy they're covering Love is Blind on their regular feed. But they were talking about this whole both Devin and Ben do it as soon as their partners bring up something controversial or, you know, politics or religion or anything, they just get this like blank stare, like don't make any sudden movements. Just like,
I know. Cause when, deer in the headlights. When like Virginia brought up politics, when they were laying in bed together, like you could just, feel Devin's whole like demeanor shift.
They just like freeze. And then they just kind of agree so that it will pass along and they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, it's wild to see. But I guess it's not that horrible of a season.
No.
I'm talking a lot of shit.
There's usually more problematic issues, I feel like, on other seasons. And this one's just been kind, you know, no one's cheated. No one's gone out to a bar in, like, the middle of the night, like, you know, and stuff like that.
And there's usually more, like, he said, she said, where in this case, it's like, everyone knows that Dave sucks.
Yeah.
There's no really. There's no debate.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Anyway, what else? Survivor just started,
so no real opinions quite yet, but we did both say that we love Eva and Joe.
Oh, I know that Joe is going to get fucked in this game, but also I don't care because I love their little budding friendship. Yeah, Eva's definitely one of my favorites, and then I don't have, like you said, any other strong opinions right now.
No, not yet. It's too early to tell. But I just, off the bat, I love that there is someone representing autism on the show. That's amazing. And I also like her approach that she's not going to tell everybody because I think that people will use that against her, which is fucked. And then her confiding in Joe was like the best decision she could have ever made. And like his reaction, like we said, when he was like, can I hug you? Like, he asked before he could touch her. I was just like,
How can I help you?
Usually I don't like the policemen or firefighters on the show because I feel like sometimes they're like a little pretentious, but like, I love him. Like, I love him.
He's such a sweetheart. And I was a little worried for, I don't remember his name, the guy with the speech impediment. But I was worried for him because as soon as they have, like, quote unquote, a good story, people want to get rid of them so that they don't make it to the end and have this, like, inspiring, beautiful story.
Exactly.
And it's like, we love that as the viewers, but then the other castmates are like, we got to get rid of them.
Exactly.
So it's just, but it seems like most of the people on this season have a type of story like that or an inspiring story or whatever.
I really feel like they've gotten, which is like good, they've been really picky in their casting. Like you can tell as it's progressing each season. I feel like there's more representation for all facets of life, like the LGBT community, you know, people of color, people of different religions and cultures and stuff. So I like that it's not just all like white people.
Yeah. No, they definitely have come a long way.
Yeah, because it was definitely more like in the past, heavily white casted.
And like models that they would recruit to kind of filter them in with the regular people. Now it's like, no, these are regular people.
I don't know if there's been like a beautiful person on there in a while.
I mean, they're also just so excited about Survivor and like super fans, which I love. And that used to drive me crazy, but I love when all of them are.
It feels like that's what it is now. It's like only super fans, which is like good, I think. I think it makes it more fun. Because
you don't have to hide how much you like it, because it's not a threat if everyone is.
Exactly.
You know? And then Temptation Island starts soon, which...
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Oh, so it moved to Netflix, which I'm very excited about. I'm kind of curious how it's going to be different as far as, like, formatting and whatever. But it looks very good. That trailer you sent me looks good.
I know, and I'm just so excited to have Mark back on my screen.
I know.
And get his weekly wisdom.
I know, I need him, I just want him to be directly through the TV.
I just want Mark
to me.
Be my dad. That's all I want. He's the dad. He's the dad I never had.
You should write him a letter saying that.
Mark Wahlberg.
You are
Please
the dad
be
I never
my
had.
Dad.
I know that I saw you on this raunchy dating show. Well, we also heard that someone, I don't know how many people, but there are going to be people from Temptation Island on Perfect Match.
Yeah, that'll be exciting, which I guess makes sense now because, like, obviously it's a Netflix show. So.
And Madison is on Perfect Match also, which totally checks.
That makes sense. Yeah, that checks out 100%. Yeah.
So it kind of explains. I think we talked about this.
Like, I wanted to like her so bad. And then she just, especially seeing her, like, in the bar. I was like, you're just bitter. Like, you're just, like, bitter. But I do love that Mason and Meg, I don't know if they're still together, but I do love that they ended up, like, reconnecting outside of the pods.
Yeah, I think so, too, because they needed, like, a lower pressure situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think that Alex is trash, especially with, like, all the news coming out about him. But I think that Madison was trying to make something work that wasn't going to work and then was, like, bitter
with
that
both
it
of
didn't
them.
Work.
Yeah.
And did you see, I've seen some TikToks where it's like, they're showing kind of how she acts differently in her conversations with Alex versus her conversations with Mason. Like, Mason's was more like flirty and sexual.
Oh, I know. I know. And, I clocked that even just like watching it. Like, you could just tell with Mason, it was more explicit. And I feel with Alex, she was trying to get more emotional.
And more like deep. Mature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which like is fine. That happens. Like, you talk different with different people
exactly.
you're with.
You vibe differently with people, so.
But it's just going to be interesting for them all to see it back and see how it went. Other stuff that I watched, Southern Hospitality is almost over. The reunion for that is next week. Summer House just started, which is becoming one of my favorite shows.
All right, I'll watch it.
It's so good.
I'll watch it. Is that when the Sierra's on?
Yes.
Okay.
And I love Sierra so much.
Because I think when Kyle was on Traders last season, I looked into Summer House because I was like, I kind of like want to see what this is. This seems like a good Bravo show for me to start with.
So. Well, Kyle sucks, but he is entertaining. But I will say for Summer House, the first season is not that good because they have these two cast members that are horribly annoying, but they get fired after the first season. So it gets good after that. I mean, it's
good
still entertaining, but you know.
Good to know.
And do you know Paige DeSorbo and Hannah Berner? I'm sure you've seen them. They're all
Hannah
over.
Hannah Berner was on The Bachelor recently.
Yes.
I actually downloaded their podcast. Have not listened to it yet. But yes, what about them?
So Paige is on the show.
Oh, okay.
And Hannah was on it, I think, for two seasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering where she came from, too. Because I was like, who? I remember, like, so, all right, then I'm definitely going to watch then. All right. That'll be my next, like, background noise show.
Yeah.
Because I need one.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. That's how I started watching it, too. And now I actually, like, watch it because it's one episode a week. What else are you watching?
Reality show-wise, Next Level Chef came back on. So, which actually I need to watch this week's. It just came on Thursday. So I love that show so much. I really, really do. And also I haven't finished it, but I did start the new season of Kitchen Nightmares.
Okay.
Which is always so sad, like when he fixes the restaurant and they still have to close.
I know.
Just can't. And I'm like, that just makes me sad. I finally finished Outer Banks season 4.
Wow. What was the delay? It's just such a good show, Heather.
The CGI needs work. There was the scene when JJ's dad was a younger man, and I was dead. Listen, I don't know.
Why were they on a desert? You're from the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Oh,
Like, why are you in the middle of Egypt, like running
I
through the
know. I
desert?
know. I know. And then I'm obviously like sad that like JJ died, but also I feel like that tracks because his character is kind of has no really no like trajectory. Like he's just like a
It made sense.
it made sense. Like he's just never really gonna I don't want to say amount to anything because that sounds like really mean, but like he's never going to change his ways. Like he's always going to be like a delinquent, but like you still love him kind of thing. So, but yeah. So,
Well, I mean, they pulled him into this goddamn treasure hunting business. You can't take a bad boy and make him do bad boy things and then expect him to grow. You know
Exactly. White Lotus started the new season.
mean? Yes, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm very excited about it.
It's not as good as the other two. It's a little bit of a slower start. I really miss Jennifer Coolidge. I think that she was the star. So I'm kind of like, I don't know how well it's going to hold without her, to be honest. But yeah, it's kind of a slow start for right now. They also changed the theme song, which is like upsetting because the first one was like so fun and like this one's just kind of meh. I think they changed it though because like it's in Thailand. So it's like a little bit different, but a lot of like Thai representation. Like they definitely, you could tell like they casted people from like Thailand to
Oh,
like be
that's
on the
good.
show, which is like really nice. Yeah. So we'll see. Episode
That's
three
one
is
of
on
those
tonight,
shows
so I'll
that
watch
they,
it.
yeah. I
We'll
feel
see.
like there was just too much build up
Yeah.
because the first two seasons were really good and they didn't expect them to be that good or like that
No.
successful, I mean.
But it is like quirky and like I do like it. I'm not as impressed, but I still am enjoying it. Peacock came out with, well, I guess NBC. I don't know because I don't have like live TV, so I don't know if it's like an NBC show or just like a Peacock show. But Suits LA started, which is like the reboot of original Suits, which I did watch most of it, and I also just like love Stephen Amell. Like I loved him in like Arrow. I don't think that this was good though.
Oh
I don't know that this is gonna be good, but we'll see. Because like Brian Greenberg is on it, and like I
no.
love Brian Greenberg, and we will see. And then I watched this other show that I had never. It just showed up on. I gotta look it up because I can't remember what it's called now. It was so this. It just showed up on my feed, and then like the trailer just automatically started playing, and I was like, "This actually looks good." So it's called the Grosse Pointe Garden Society.
Oh my God, I want to watch this.
It was so good. It's
I've been seeing so many ads for it.
yeah, so it's only one episode so far because it's like a weekly thing. So it's only I watched them both that and Suits LA the other night, and I was like pleasantly surprised. It's like very quirky and like it has Melissa Fumero on it, who was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She was Amy Santiago, and seeing her in this role is hilarious because it's like this prissy like housewife kind of scenario, and. Just really good casting. Like it has Asia Naomi King, who was in How to Get Away with or How to Get
How
Away
to Get
with
Away with
Murder,
Murder. Yep.
and like so she was phenomenal in that. But yeah, it's good. I
Okay,
recommend
I'm gonna
it.
watch it.
Yeah.
I've been seeing the trailer also, and I was like, oh, this looks really good. It's
Yeah.
giving like Pretty Little Liars meets like Desperate Housewives.
That's literally what it is. Like that's actually his hands down, like
That sounds right
what
up
it's
our alley, so.
so I would definitely recommend that. So I'm trying to get back into like my scripted shows because I fell off with that. I also started The Gilded Age, which is on HBO, but I'm only like a couple episodes in. There's like two seasons, and I think the third one comes out soon. So, but yeah, we're trying to get back into
I
things that I love.
I hear you. Yeah, I've only really been watching reality TV as usual,
Yeah.
but I did finally watch the Smile movies,
Oh,
Smile
how are
1 and Smile
those?
2. Way better than I expected. I thought it was going to be so cheesy and weird. But I actually thought they were really well done, and the acting was like amazing.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of like talk about Smile too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of stuff on that one.
Yeah, it was really good. Also, I'm going to the movies this afternoon, and I'm going to see The Monkey with Theo James. So
our BFF.
I will update on that, but that should be fun. I can't resist a horror movie with Theo James. It seems wild to me.
Mm-mm.
So I'll go get me my popcorn and have a nice viewing.
I actually drove past the movies yesterday, and I was like, I need to go back to the movies. Like,
yeah.
Now that we started going again, I'm like, I like this. Like, this is nice.
It's a nice, and I know that this movie is going to be on streaming in 3 weeks, but that's fine. It's nice to just go out to the movies, have a little reclining seat with my popcorn.
I agree.
So, yeah, even though
it's all about the experience
to do, it really
is. And you should romanticize your life.
That is exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on it. I'm going to romanticize anything that involves popcorn. You know what I mean? All right. So how about podcasts?
Well, I was going to bring up the Love to See It. Their Love is Blind recaps have been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I just love and I really enjoy them. I just feel like they're a little bit more introspective than I can be when I watch these shows, and they bring up certain things that I didn't clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. I didn't listen to the new ones from this weekend yet, but I listened to the other 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they're just so spot on. And
yeah,
I agree. With the Bachelor recaps, I still they do those so well. Mm-hmm. So I was really happy that they moved Love is Blind to the main feed.
Yeah.
I think that they're sort of you don't watch The Bachelor, but you watch Love is Blind. You can actually listen to them and just, they're just amazing. I just really, really like them.
I might actually subscribe to their Substack.
I've been thinking about it too.
I want to listen to their Traitors recaps.
Yeah.
So I might do it and just listen to the back catalog and see how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's enough other stuff that I watch.
Yeah.
Cause I do really like them. And like you said, they bring up stuff that I'm like, oh my God, I did not think of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I also just love that they're very strong in their convictions and, their beliefs and stuff. So, I've also been listening to the Reality Receipts podcast. I just started listening to it. It's with Reality Ashley and Storytime with Ricky, because they're I'd never heard of I'd heard of Reality Ashley, but they do, all of the deep dives into all the drama
with
the Love is Blind people and, all that stuff. So I think their podcast is relatively new though, but they do recaps of Love is Blind that are pretty fun. And Storytime with Ricky I love her. She's crazy and loud and just laughing the whole, I don't know. I just like listening to them.
Does she do TikToks?
Yes.
I think I've seen her TikToks.
I'm sure you have. Cause they come up in anyone who, is in reality TV stuff. So,
yeah.
Also, I actually started listening to Wine and Crime again. I had stopped listening for a while because I just needed a little break. It was kind of just too much of the same.
Yeah, I still listen to their gossip. I always listen to the gossip at the Corpse Cart because I love those episodes. But I've only been listening to episodes that interest me, kind of thing. Because I feel like they've done so many things now, so it's kind of hard for them to do
this new stuff.
They've done all the serial killer stuff and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I stumbled upon them because I was looking for something to listen to, and they did a Bravo Crimes one.
I saw that. And, I didn't listen to them, but I saw that.
And
they
did TLC Crimes, which is
I think
Mary
I listened
First
to
Sight,
I actually think I listened to that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get back into this. And then I listened to a couple other ones, and I'm liking it again after the break.
And they're doing pretty well. Just Lucy and Amanda by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it would be weird with just the two of them. Weird, but not as good. But
they make it work.
Yeah, they do. And, their banter is good. You could tell there's no tension, so that's good.
Yeah. I know. I actually started, I saw that Emily Deschanel started a Bones rewatch podcast. Mm-hmm. So I started listening to that, and now I'm rewatching Bones, which was I loved that show when that came out. That was like just one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that now. So now I'm doing like four rewatch podcasts. I'm doing The OC, One Tree Hill, Buffy, and now Bones.
Mm-hmm. So I do love the rewatch podcasts.
They're nice because then I listen to the episode and then I watch the episode. I do it that way because then it's like because I feel like if I watch it and then listen, I'm not going to catch the stuff that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I prefer to listen because I've already seen them. So it's like I'm not spoiling myself. I've already watched all of it. So I'll listen and then watch the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But and then Kylie Kelsey was on Call Her Daddy this month, and I'm like obsessed with her now. Now I'm just like obsessed, and I want to listen to her podcast. And she did a whole thing on like postpartum, which you know, like I'm big on.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would suggest that to any moms that listen because it was a really good podcast with her. But I know like she has a podcast that came out recently. And I think like she talks a lot about postpartum on that one too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause one of our friends listens to it and she said that there's a lot of mom stuff, but a lot of other stuff too. Yeah. So
I definitely want to listen to that. And I saw that Monica Lewinsky was on her podcast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Didn't listen to it yet. It was this week's. So So I'm interested to see that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at Alex Cooper. She's like doing a lot. She's doing a lot.
Oh my God.
She is so successful right now. Like she has that drink that's out now. She has a Sirius XM station too. Mm-hmm. She has two.
That's incredible.
One is just like a playlist of music that she likes. And then I'm like, that's like the dream, number one. And then she has like a podcast network. Like, so it's just.
And she's like worth insane. So much fucking money.
Yeah.
I do love her, though. I think that
I do, too.
She definitely has earned it and worked hard, and she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. 100%.
Right. Anything else?
No, I think that was my month of no reading.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. I think we both kind of were dragging a little bit with the second February podcast book, so we had to get back in the swing of things. I know. With reading.
I know. But I'm excited to read your book choice for March because I think that's going to be one of those. I need a book that's going to push me back into like the reading. You know, because I think I've kind of like fallen off. I've been kind of in like what do they call it?
A rut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like need something to pull me out of it. So.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really excited to read that one. All right. Well. That's all we have for you this month. If you like what you heard, please make sure to follow, subscribe, and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you have any book recommendations or questions for us, you can email us at fullybookedcalfpod@gmail.com. Also go and follow us on our socials to see our upcoming reads. We're on Instagram and TikTok at fullybookedcalfpod. Thanks for checking us out. And remember,
if you need us, we're fully booked.
Bye.